بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، وصلى الله على محمد وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم. In the name of Allah, the most beneficent, the most merciful. All praise is due to Allah, the Lord of all that exist. May Allah salallahu alayhi wa sallam be upon the Prophet Muhammad and the believers of his family and the noble companions and those who follow on their path until the day of resurrection. We continue the explanation of Surah Al-Baqarah, chapter 2 in the Noble Quran, and this is verse 87. قال الله عز وجل وَلَقَدْ أَتَيْنَا مُوسَى الْكِتَابَ وَقَفَّيْنَا مِنْ بَعْدِهِ بِالرُّسُلِ وأتينا عيسى ابن مريم البينات وأيدناه بروح القدس أفكلما جاءكم رسول بما لا تهوى أنفسكم استكبرتم ففريقا كذبتم وفريقا تقتلون. And indeed we gave Musa the book, Moses the book, and followed him up with a succession of messengers. And we gave Isa, Jesus, son of Mary, son of Maryam, clear signs, and supported him with Ruh al-Qudus, meaning Jibril, as we will know. أَفَكُلَّمَا جَاءَكُمْ رَسُولٌ. Is it that whenever there come to you a messenger with what you yourselves desire not, بِمَا لَا تَهْوَى أَنفُسُكُمْ اسْتَكْبَرْتُمْ, you grew arrogant, فَفَرِيقًا كَذَّبْتُمْ, some you disbelieve, وَفَرِيقًا تَقْتُلُونَ, and some you killed. Here, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is saying that we gave Musa. Musa is the son of Imran. He is the best amongst the prophets of the children of Israel, and the book that is referred to here is the Torah. Then Allah said وَقَفَّيْنَا مِنْ بَعْدِهِمْ الرُّسُلِ, meaning we followed him up with succession of messengers. وَآتَيْنَا, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions about Jesus after that, and we gave Isa, Jesus, the son of Maryam, also we gave him al-bayyinat, the clear signs, al-ayat al-bayyinat, the clear signs, that they are so apparent in proving his truthfulness and the correctness of his message. And these clear signs comprise the legal signs like the Sharia which he brought, as well as the signs, the universal signs pertaining to the pre-decree, like giving life to the dead and raising them from their graves by the leave of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Then Allah said about him, we supported him with Ruh al-Qudus, supported him, strengthened him, as Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in another verse in the Quran, in Surah As-Saff, verse 14, فَأَيَّدْنَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا عَلَىٰ عَدُوِّهِمْ فَأَصْبَحُوا ظَاهِرِينَ. فَأَيَّدْنَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا عَلَىٰ عَدُوِّهِمْ فَأَصْبَحُوا ظَاهِرِينَ. So we gave power, we gave strength, power to those who believed. This is the last part of the verse. To those who believed against their enemies, and they became uppermost. and they became uppermost. So here ayyadna, this is derived from al-aid. This is derived from al-aid, which means power. As Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said concerning this kind in 56:47, وَالسَّمَاءَ بَنَيْنَاهَا بِأَيْدٍ. وَالسَّمَاءَ بَنَيْنَاهَا بِأَيْدٍ, meaning here it with power and might. Okay, check the verse. Al-Dhariyat, Surah Al-Dhariyat, Al-Dhariyat 51. Yeah, 51, I'm sorry. So this will be 51:47. With power did we construct the heaven. Verily we are able to extend vastness of space thereof. So we supported him, supported Jesus, son of Maryam. We supported him with what? With Ar-Ruh Al-Qudus. Ar-Ruh Al-Qudus. The two things here. Ar-Ruh. Then Al-Qudus. Okay. This is a form of adjoining what is the subject of description, adjoining it to the adjective. Adjoining it to the adjective. So here we supported him with Ar-Ruh Al-Muqaddas, which means the purified. With the purified Ruh, spirit. Who is he? Who is Ar-Ruh Al-Qudus? The people of Tafsir differed concerning that. To summarize their sayings, they are as follows. The first saying, that what is intended is the spirit of Jesus. The spirit of Jesus, Ruh wa Isa, because his spirit is a purified spirit. So this case, in this case, the meaning would be أَيَّدْنَاهُ بِرُوحِ الْقُدُسِ, we supported him بِرُوحٍ طَيِّبَةٍ طَاهِرَةٍ, we supported him with a good and pure spirit, intending good and doesn't intend evil. This is a first meaning. The second meaning that it refers to the Injil, to the Gospel, because it is a revelation, and the revelation could be called the spirit, as Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said in Surah Ash-Shura, referring to it as an inspiration in 42:52, وَكَذَلِكَ أَوْحَيْنَا إِلَيْكَ رُوحًا مِنْ أَمْرِنَا, رُوحًا مِنْ أَمْرِنَا. So Allah called the revelation Ruh. وَكَذَلِكَ, and thus we have sent you Muhammad Ruhan of our command. So here Allah referred to the revelation as Ruh. The third meaning is that it means Jibreel alayhi salam. As Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said in Surah Al-Nahl in 16:102, قُلْ نَزَّلَهُ رُوحُ الْقُدُسِ مِنْ رَبِّكِ, قُلْ نَزَّلَهُ رُوحُ الْقُدُسِ مِنْ رَبِّكِ, referring to Jibreel alayhi salam in Surah Al-Nahl verse 102. Say, Muhammad, Ruhu al-Qudus, meaning Jibreel has brought it, the Quran, down from your Lord with the truth. So here As you see, he is called Ruh al-Qudus, referring to Jibreel. And we know from the hadith in reported by Bukhari and Muslim that the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said to Hassan bin Thabit, the Sahabi and the poet, making dua for him when he was making the poetry against the mushriks, Allahumma ayyidhu bi ruh al-Qudus. O Allah, support him with Ruh al-Qudus, meaning Jibreel alayhi salam. And this is the correct of the three sayings, that what is intended here by Ar-Ruh al-Qudus, that it refers to Jibreel alayhi salam, so that he will be with him in support, strengthening him, giving him the proofs and evidences against his enemies. And this is also the preponderating opinion of Ibn Jarir al-Tabari and Ibn Kathir rahimahumullah, that what is intended in this verse by Ruh al-Qudus is Jibreel alayhi as-salatu wassalam. Then Allah said, أَفَكُلَّمَا جَاءَكُمْ رَسُولٌ. Whenever a messenger was sent to you, أَفَكُلَّمَا, is it that whenever there came to you a messenger, is it that whenever there came to you a messenger, and this is a form of denunciation, a form of denunciation to them, exclamation of denunciation type and scolding. A Rasul came to you from whom? From Allah, bringing you a Sharia which you don't desire, which you yourselves desired not. What was your response? Stakbartum, you grew arrogant, meaning you followed the path of arrogance and haughtiness above what the messengers brought you. Accordingly, فَفَرِيقًا كَذَّبْتُمْ وَفَرِيقًا تَقْتُلُونَ. Some you disbelieved in, some you disbelieved, and another you killed. So their response was either belying or killing. Also with what? Killing while belying them, killing them while belying them. And those Jews continued killing the messengers even our Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, the final and the last messenger. They killed, as the ulama or some of the ulama said, that they killed the messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam with the poison they put for him in Khaybar, the town, the place of the Jews. And he continued to feel its effects, as Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha reported. She said the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, in his ailment in which he died, used to say, Ya Aisha, O Aisha, I still feel the pain caused by the food I ate at Khaybar, which is the poisoned food. Now at this time, I feel as if my aorta is being cut from me, meaning from the poison. And Al-Imam Al-Zuhri rahimahullah said that the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam died as a martyr, because the Jews were the ones who plotted to kill him. And this is not a remote possibility. Although the meaning of the verse may indicate that it's possible that the belying of the messenger continued until the time of the messenger Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Now, if someone brings the question, how could the saying of Az-Zuhri be correct, that the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam died as a martyr because the Jews caused his death, while Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in Surah Al-Ma'idah, chapter 5, verse 67, وَاللَّهُ يَعْصِمُكَ مِنَ النَّاسِ. O Messenger Muhammad, proclaim the message which has been sent down to you from your Lord, and if you don't, then you have not conveyed his message. Allah will protect you from mankind. So how can we understand this? The saying of Imam Az-Zuhri, that the Prophet ﷺ died as a martyr because of the plot or the poisoning of the Jews, poisoning him. Yes. While we read in the Quran that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, Allah will protect you from mankind. The answer. The meaning of Allah will protect you from mankind is during your proclamation. So go ahead and propagate and you will be protected. So there was no one here that attacked the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam while he was proclaiming this and killed him during the proclamation. So what was their excuse and response for their rejecting the messengers? They said, وَقَالُوا قُلُوبُنَا غُلْفٌ. Our hearts are wrapped. Wrapped, meaning it has a shield or a screen or a cover which prevents the truth from reaching it, the truth proclaimed by the messengers. And this is a futile argument. How do we know that it is futile? Listen to what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala responded. Allah responded by saying, بَلَّعَنَهُمُ اللَّهُ بِكُفْرِهِمْ. Nay, Allah has cursed them for their disbelief. This proves that their argument is futile, because the response of Allah was, بَلَّعَنَهُمُ اللَّهُ. Allah has cursed them for their disbelief. So Allah nullified this futile argument of theirs and made it clear that He cursed them, meaning He expelled them from His mercy because of their disbelief, where they chose unbelief over belief. فَقَلِيلًا مَّا يُؤْمِنُونَ. So little is that which they believe, meaning قَلِيلًا إِيمَانُهُمْ. Their belief is little. Does this little, does it indicate Adam, non-existence, meaning they don't have faith at all? Or is it on its apparent little faith? The first meaning is close, because what's apparent from their condition is عدم الإيمان بالكلية. non-existence of faith, total non-existence of faith with them. And using the term little to indicate non-existence, it's not something which is impossible, if with the condition, meaning it is possible with the condition, that existing actual or verbal proofs support it. Whenever there is actual and verbal or verbal proofs present, then it will indicate that the little could mean non-existence. The points of benefit. From the benefits of these two verses is, number one, affirming Risalatu Musa, the message of Musa alayhi salam. Because Allah said, وَلَقَدْ آتَيْنَا مُوسَى الْكِتَابِ, and we gave Musa the book, meaning the Torah. And from the benefits is تَأْكِيدُ الْخَبَرِ بِالشَّأْنِ, affirming the information that is important. Even though the one addressed does not deny it. Because Allah said, وَلَقَدْ آتَيْنَا, and indeed we had given, or we gave. This is affirmed by three forms of affirmations. Although the one being addressed was not denying. And this is now the point of benefit that I want to relate to you, is the affirmation of the kalam, of the speech, of the statement, has three forms to it. If it is addressed to the one who denies, this is one case. If it is addressed to the one who denies, in this case, it affirms something obligatory. In this case, it affirms something wujuban, mandatory. So, the second one. إِذَا خُطِبَ بِهِ الْمُتَرَدِّدِ, if the one being addressed is hesitant, in this case, the former case, in the earlier set, we said if it is addressed to the one who denies, then it is obligatory to affirm. In this case, it is recommended to affirm when the one addressed is mutaraddid, is hesitant. Thirdly, if the news is of high level of importance, then in this case it is recommendable to affirm this news, even though it is addressing someone who may not deny or hesitant. So this is the third case. The third case is the one who is being addressed does not deny or is not hesitant, and the news is of high level of importance. Then in this case, it is good to affirm the news by using the articles of affirmation, or by using the means of affirmation. Thirdly, from the benefits of these two verses, that the messengers after Musa are following Musa, are followers of Musa. Because Allah said, وَقَفَّيْنَا مِنْ بَعْدِهِ بِالرُّسُلِ. And we have sent messengers in succession following him. Following Musa alayhi salam. Meaning followed him with a succession of messengers. طيب. What is in support of this is the saying of Allah in Surah Al-Ma'idah 5:44. إِنَّا أَنزَلْنَا التَّوْرَاةَ فِيهَا هُدًى وَنُورٌ يَحْكُمُ بِهَا النَّبِيُّونَ الَّذِينَ أَسْلَمُوا لِلَّذِينَ هَادُوا وَالرَّبَّانِيُّونَ وَالْأَحْبَارِ. So this supports the fact that Allah followed Musa with a succession of messengers. Verily we did send down the Torah to Musa. Therein was guidance and light by which the prophets who submitted themselves to Allah's will judged the Jews. And from the points of benefit is the affirmation of the message of Isa alayhi salam. Because Allah said in this verse, وَآتَيْنَا عِيسَى بْنَ مَرْيَمَ الْبَيِّنَاتِ. And we gave عِيسَى بْنَ مَرْيَمَ الْبَيِّنَاتِ, the clear signs. And from the benefits is, whoever doesn't have a father, then he may be related to his mother. Because Isa alayhi salam was related in this verse to his mother, where Allah said, Isa, Isa ibn Maryam, Isa, son of Maryam, son of Mary. And from the points of benefit is that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave Isa alayhi salam آيات كونية وشرعية, universal and legal signs. When I say universal, it means pertaining to al-qadr, to the pre-decree. An example of the legal signs is al-injil, is al-injil, the gospel. And an example for al-kawni signs, the universal signs, is Ihya'ul Mawta, giving life to the dead and resurrecting them from their graves, and healing the blind and the leper, as Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala referred to this. All of this is by Allah's leave. That's why we say it's universal, because it pertains to the decree, and from the decree of Allah is the creation. 49. ورسولا إلى بني إسرائيل, the verse, and will make him Isa a messenger to the children of Israel, saying, I have come to you with a sign from your Lord, that I design for you out of the clay, as it were, the figure of a bird, and breathe into it, and it becomes a bird by the leave of Allah, by Allah's leave. And I heal him who was born blind and the leper, and I bring the dead to life by Allah's leave, and I inform you of that you eat and what you store in your houses. Surely therein is a sign for you if you believe. The ulama, the scholars, commented on these verses, saying that he had been given these universal signs because medicine during the lifetime of Isa, of Jesus alayhi salam, reached high rank, high level of excellence. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala brought them these signs which no medical expert or professional will or is able to do something of the like. As our Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam gave him the noble Quran at a time where the eloquency of the Arabic language and its usage then by the Arabs was at its peak, Allah gave him the sign of the noble Quran, which is a challenge in it, where there is a challenge in it to bring something of the like, and they couldn't. And from the benefits of these two verses is that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala supported Jesus Isa alayhi salam with Jibreel, with Gabriel, because Allah said وَأَيَّدْنَاهُ بِرُوحِ الْقُدُسِ, we supported him with Ruh al-Qudus, meaning Jibreel alayhi salam. That's right. And from this we now conclude that the angels, part of having them subservient to the creation is that they give support to whomever Allah commands the support to be given to. That's why the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam invoked Allah to support Hassan bin Thabit with Jibreel alayhi salam when he was making the poetry against the pagans. Allah invoked the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم invoked Allah, Allahumma ayyidhu bi ruhi al-Qudus, O Allah, strengthen him, give him power with ruhi al-Qudus, meaning Jibreel alayhi salam. And from the benefits, making clear the stubbornness of the children of Israel, and that they don't intend to seek the truth. Because Allah said about them, أَفَكُلَّمَا جَاءَكُمْ رَسُولٌ, is it whenever a messenger comes to you with that which you desire not? اسْتَكْبَرْتُمْ, you grew arrogant. Some you belied and others you killed. And from the benefits is that the children of Israel rush to arrogance when messengers were sent to them, and they don't act wisely. Because Allah said, أَفَكُلَّمَا جَاءَكُمْ, is it whenever? Then He said, اسْتَكْبَرْتُمْ, you grew arrogant. And from the points of benefit is scolding and blaming the children of Israel and making clear their stance vis-a-vis the Sharia and vis-a-vis the one who brought the Sharia to them. Concerning the Sharia, they accept that which they desire only. And concerning the one who brought them the Sharia, they had two positions. They were divided into two groups rather. Some they belie, others they kill with belying. And from the benefits is anyone who is arrogant concerning accepting the truth, which is not in agreement with his desire from this ummah, then he has a resemblance to the children of Israel. And his arrogance concerning non and his arrogance concerning rejecting of the truth, or rejecting the truth, could be through tahrif, through alteration, change. Or in case he may attest that this is the truth, but he acts arrogantly concerning it, then he will have also a resemblance to the children of Israel. And those who divert from the truth are divided into two groups or two types. The first attests to the truth, that it is the truth, and acknowledges that he is disobedient. The case of this type is clear, very clear. Another disdains from accepting the truth and starts working to, or attempts to, alter the texts to fit his desires. This person, or this type, is more dangerous to Islam than the former one, because this type appears to follow the follow Islam while he is not really from its people. And from the benefits now we learn, and from the benefits we learn, that some people disdain and reject the truth because it is in opposition to his desires, against what he desires. And from the benefits is that the children of Israel divided into two groups concerning the messengers. A group belied them and another group they killed with belying. Belied and killed. And from the benefits is that those who did not accept the truth resorted to futile arguments when they said قُلُوبُنَا غُلْف, when they said قُلُوبُنَا غُلْف, you know, our hearts are covered or wrapped. And from the benefits is anyone who acts like them, then he resembles them. He has resemblance to them. We hear of some people, if they are advised and they are called to the truth, they respond by saying, "Ma hadana Allah, Allah did not guide us." These have resemblance to the Jews who said, "Our hearts were wrapped and covered." And from the benefits is that naturally the hearts are not covered. How do we know this? Because Allah said in response to their argument, nay, Allah cursed them. Meaning the hearts are not covered and wrapped, not accepting the truth. However, there is something else which prevented the truth from reaching the heart, and that is لَعْنُ اللَّهِ إِيَّاهُمْ بِسَبَّبِ كُفْرِهِمْ, is the curse of Allah upon them because of their disbelief. From this we know that the fitrah, the natural inclination, in essence accepts the truth. However, there could be impediments to that, reasons. So the hearts, although in origin are on the natural inclination of being on the upright religion, however, if there were to be impediments, then that would prevent it from guidance. And it is said that matters do not occur except with the existence of its causes and the absence of the impediments. And from the points of benefit we learned is that the faith with these Jews is little or non-existent, as explained earlier. This brings the points of benefit concerning verses number 87 and 88 and their explanation to an end. Wallahu ta'ala a'la wa a'lam, wa sallallahu ala Muhammadin wa ala alihi wa sahbihi wa sallam.